You're on, gentlemen.
Yes, we're on for it.
Yes.
That's good. That we have, yet to meet, but we're meeting with the second time. And we wanted to get some of our stuff ready. In thoughts, at least, for those meetings. First, let me tell you this. In our, part of our contingency fund, it's a 1.4. $7,000 of that will be election expenses based on an August election and a November election. But in revenues, back up in 1-1, we want to put in an additional $36,000 that's going to be coming in. So, I guess that's elections reimbursement, which would be line 101-84012. You want to add 36,000 to that line. So we'll have about 70,000 there.
Yes. You added 36,000.
Okay. There may be more forthcoming than that. But the theory is 5-1-1 will be reimbursing for election they have. The question is whether or not the county will be paying for the tourism tax election cost, or will they be reimbursing that? And I was informed this morning that the county picked up the original cost of that. I didn't know that. Is that a special election? It was done outside of an April election.
You know, maybe. Can we go back and look? I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Could we do that? Can you find out for us?
Yes, we can.
We could probably find out from there, and you see it too, couldn't we? That whether or not they paid one?
You think so? If I knew what you were talking about.
Well, I don't know. What's it been in place like? 3 or 4 years? 5 years?
It's 5 years because it's up for another.
It's not up for another 3 or 4 years, actually.
Oh, is it?
They're going to go. I think it's like 16 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice.
Sure,
Mike. Okay, and you want to add expenses someplace then? Was that?
What I did was just made a note that we will contain that unless we add to it then the 1.6 that we have to contain. Already set up?
I understand.
I was going to add to it until I saw that figure. I'm not going to remember what else we had. Oh, we had the got the building costs out here, right? Or is that in buildings and grounds? What is buildings and grounds? There it is.
Do we have two of them, Ron? Do we have two figures on that? Or is it in buildings and grounds, one line? Because we talked about the repair and the roof.
We don't have any buildings and grounds. So that also is in that 1.6. So it's 6, and that's going to be 300, 350?
Three and a quarter, I believe.
All right, so we're looking at, what I'm trying to do is to to determine what exactly our expenses are anticipated to be. And we know that we're going to spend, so that we can pull other revenues either out or earmark them for major budget, because we've got to find the money somewhere. Whether we spend it out of existing or we have to, we're going to build a new set for it. So right now, they're under contingency.
Well, what did they quote to us? And you were sitting on that too, I think, on the conversation, Rick. $200,000 for the repair and the.
I guess there.
Okay, I think the engineer. Now, this is strictly off my mind. I don't have any figures before me, but I think we figured $3.25 to $3.50 for, because they told us it only last 10 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Other than having it every 10 years, having spent $200,000 on that thing. So whether we get all that done next year before the damage starts.
What's that say?
What's
that
say?
Yeah. Well, yeah. $87,000.
You wanted the SID, is that right?
What now?
What tax were you talking about that we would pay for?
No, tourism.
Tourism Enhancement District. Okay.
And it'll be a partial payment for Stone County.
$215,000. You're exactly right. That's what that figure was.
Is that district, Jim, it doesn't contain the city of Hollister?
I don't believe it does.
No.
It goes south and then it goes west.
Yeah. So it should be probably the Branson districts. Now, I don't know whether it goes all the way up to the county line or not. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't either. We'll have to look at that.
Okay.
The way that thing's divided up, so we'll know how much our part is.
Two things, very quickly. We can go back to where we were with Rick, so that we can settle on some of the sheriff figures before some of the questions we still have. And I talked with Rick Sell about it Saturday morning. On sheriff's budget,
here, you can unplug this one now.
I don't need it. But I really don't. I'm going to really figure out this type of thing.
Okay.
Sheriff's budget, and I'd like to talk about 114, what we think we might be able to take out of that fund and try to make part of our budget. We know we're not going to make budget the way things are stacked right now. On the sheriff's budget, what is it, 117? Apologize for being redundant. The two again, but help us with these questions. The amount of money that you project based upon what 2012 was, and this is a floating figure, employees coming, employees going, based upon 2012 approved budget and the increase that we granted extended for the full 2013 would be what figure?
have 1,541,892.76 in there.
Okay, I've got that written down here. My question regarding that, does that include the four jailers that were agreed to?
The jailers would be included.
That's in the jail budget. Okay, so that's not in here. So the amount is 1,541,892.76. And the sheriff's asking for 1,661,726. Okay. So it's about 120,000 short of what he's asking for there. Now, in 118, the 694,116,80. Does that include the four individuals that we had wanted over and under other expense?
That's okay.
Does that include those additional four jailers?
We don't have any documentation to start thinking of jailers out of 114, so I was sure that includes four jailers.
Okay, well, I'm just talking about the budgets. What we thought we had done last year was take $87,360 out of the budget. That's what I have written here, and placed over in 114. But my question is, if you're telling me that's included in there, that's what I need to know. So that's in the, those four employees are in that figure.
What was the figure again?
Which one?
The
four employees?
What I have is as current salaries in his authorized guideline. It's not the basic his current salaries, right? This at the point I ran this spreadsheet, which I never know whether he's got everybody hired or not because he has a lot of over there.
Right.
For 73,950.40. And that would include all the raises. And you say you had 87,000?
$87,360.
So I'm taking those out of there. I think that's going to be the number that I had there. I don't know. Let's see.
Well, how we arrived, I think, at 694,116.80. Was taking the amount that was approved, which was 668,616, and adding to that the figure you gave us of 29,868.80, which was the increase. My guess is that did not include the four jailers. Okay. All right, then help me out. All right, so with the four jailers, it's 753,950.40. To these figures, right? Under 2013 request, you say personnel payroll, that's before his request for a 3% pay increase, is 7,985.40. Right?
That's his current pay of the individuals he had on 9/10, that's what I have on the spreadsheet, times the actual wages they're making for an entire year.
Okay, then 753 down to 40. Should those two figures match?
You would think they would, Ron, but again, I'm just going to work on that.
All right, one question. If you're saying, or you're saying, that that's the amount.
If you kept the same employees he had on 9-10, paid the same amount, that would be the amount that he would pay out in 2013.
All right, then where did the 753, 950, 840 come from? It says current salary.
And so you gave me that number right out
of the No, you got it written on the top of the page, typed out, it says current salaries. Right across the top of the jail list.
Ron, when you see maybe I missed copies of
See that thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Top of the page.
Right.
Right up here.
753, 958.
That's the amount that Rick says that ends up 740, or whatever the date was. That's the amount of total salaries that should be in the jail budget, including those four jailers.
Okay.
But the 2013 request that Jenny has, he believes he's got 775, 948,
40. 798, 40, yeah.
798, 40.
Right.
Which is different.
Right. Plus an increase.
Plus another 3% increase on top of that.
Right.
What I showed you, which is even different, is the 668.16 actual.
I have the 694.
Approved. 2012 approved.
2012 approved?
2012 approved.
Yes, I see that.
Now, if you take that figure and you add the increases that Greg gave us,
yeah,
which is 29,860 and 80, you come up with a figure of 694,116,80.
That's what I've got.
And that's what I've got in your food document also.
Okay.
And you make sure we know where it came from. And that doesn't does not include the four extra.
It doesn't.
Well, what? It Why wouldn't it if you didn't move them?
Oh, because it was done after the budget.
Evidently, yeah.
No, no. Because I have it in the budget in December. It's, I have
to. Well, I have it in there too, but I had it asked for it to be moved over, but it wasn't. I can't find it.
It wasn't moved over. So that should include the four jailers.
That's my question. That's what we need to know. We can't. We have to know for sure. Is it the 753, 958, 40, or is it the 694, 1168? That's a huge difference. It's 3% or almost 60,000. And I don't know which one to work from.
The one that makes more sense with the numbers is those are not in that figure. Say that because the 753, 958, 40 includes some raises. If you take the 81 or 87, 360 off of there, you get real close to the 694, especially if you had raises back then.
So, okay, then where are those four? If they're not there.
Where are they? I don't have any notes in front of me or anything, but I'm thinking probably those four were included in that 112,251,20 that was put into the 114.
What line?
114,10,831. we had, that was part of the supplemental share of supplemental salaries. Part of that was the grant. I know part of it was the grant, but looking at what was actually spent for the and those monies, 25,674,82 at that time was grant monies. I don't know whether they've gotten more. They probably have gotten more. If you get a yellow sheet, you could tell us.
Well, it shows that the 2012 actuals were 46,965,62. This was at the end of November.
That wouldn't be the carryover.
Yeah, that would be
the supplemental salaries and what's the deputies. Okay, which brings us back to where is the amount for those four jailers?
It is in the 114 budget. It would be right there.
But it's not there, or it would show that it had been expended there, when they're along with the supplemental salaries.
They were not expended out of there, so the actuals won't show there. They were expended on 118.
That's why I'm asking the help. Where do the actuals show?
The actuals are showing the actuals that you have on 118. That's where they come up.
Okay.
Once you have an actual 118 after that, we've got to get a complete one. We know what he spent for the entire year. That's what you should know. What does that show on that?
This showed 684 to 2685. That's for 11 months almost, right?
Somewhere around there. I think there's two or three pay periods. Get pretty close every time. Dividing by.
Here's what I need. Help me with this. What amount is what we approved in 2012? Obviously, that calls for four different jailers somewhere. All combined. Is it the 753,958,40 or is it the 694,168? We need something to put down, and I don't know which one to do.
753,958,40. If you have those four employees in there.
Here's my question for you. Why is 753? Why are we at 775 then? Because 753 is the actual.
775 came from Jimmy. I don't know where you got it from.
Okay, so that's not his. That's just a number he came with. Okay. So you're saying the number with the jailers is 753,958.
Here's my concern there. We got a figure that was approved 668,616. And if the four jailers are not there on what was approved, I need to see where they're approved somewhere else within the budget. I'm hopeful that the four jailers are included in that 668,616.
And I'm telling you, they're not.
Four jailers are not. So you're telling me they are where then in the budget? Under 114?
If they were approved.
They were approved.
And they were approved under 114.
We did it at budget time. We all have notes on it.
I don't. I'm sorry.
The sheriff came and asked for them, and we said yes. What?
That'd be if the difference that we're talking about is $85,000.
$87,360. I've got the exact salaries.
Well, I'm just with what you're talking here. This number, this 753, if they're in there, the difference between that and the...
Yeah, you didn't add up, because I'll tell you why it doesn't have... That 73 includes mid-year raises of $27,000.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Well, I'm just...
They're not in there.
Yeah.
You're not in the 668.
Okay. On your...
But, and theoretically, they're not in the 73 number either.
Here, this should help.
No.
They can't be the 753 because that's only a $59,000 difference. Between 2012 approved plus raises, that doesn't have $87,000.
The 753 comes from his actual salaries on 9-10. And Jim, possibly, he may not have been full staff at that time or something to that effect. Maybe the difference there.
But what, I guess my question is, we approved a dollar figure and a staffing number.
What date was that? You know, June?
I don't have the staffing number. But I mean, I know what we approved in what days. That was the appropriation order in January 20-something. So that was based off a staffing number. And I guess I see Ron's concern, but we're off by 87,360 plus raises somewhere.
Let's go back to last year's budget request by the sheriff.
Okay.
When he requested for 2012, of course, I'm reading out of the budget here. Last year's budget, actually. It was a figure of 749,944. That's what the sheriff requested. I wrote a note at the top of the page, included for jailers. So I also, over at the side, subtracted out $87,360 from that figure.
Yep.
Which brought us down to 668,616, which is how we arrived at
that
approved figure. Then that 87,360 was going to be moved over to
1,450,130.
Exactly. But it didn't get moved over there. But the 749,944 is a whole lot closer. The Rick's figure up here at the top of 753 than anything else we got. I think that we wrote down the figure of what was approved at 668, and in reality, it was what got approved on paper was the 749,944. That's what I think. Is that obviously the increases would be the status of the individual, so that would be the doctor every time. What would that come to?
Would you say 749,944?
749,944. But if you add to that, increases, you got the top of that page? Or the 10 which is, you have an extra 29,868,80. Oh!
Thank you.